Misconceptions about the Holy Quran. The third fundamental belief, according to Islam, is belief in the revealed books. Belief in revealed books underwent curious changes. Muslims had come to entertain strange thoughts about revealed books, in particular about the Holy Quran. We are not concerned with other revealed books. We are concerned first and last with the Holy Quran. For us, Muslim belief in other revealed books is secondary. Belief in the Holy Quran, primary. Other books do not exist in their original form, nor are we obliged to act upon their distorted teachings. The thoughts which Muslims had come to entertain about the Holy Quran were very strange indeed. They seem more strange to me because I have learnt the truth about the Holy Book from the promised Messiah. Indeed, but for him, even I would have accepted many a fable about the Holy Quran. The strangest thing taught and believed about the Holy Quran is that after the death of the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, the contents of the Holy Quran disappeared. If not in toto, at least a large part did. According to some Muslim authorities, even the present text of the Holy Quran contains evidence of human interference. Other authorities contradict thoughts of this kind. They even brand them as kufr. But they teach other things about the Holy Quran which are no less obnoxious. For instance, they teach that parts of the Quran have become abrogated. The basis of abrogation is apparent inconsistency between parts. If a verse or a passage is found contradicted by another, it must be considered abrogated. Emboldened by this, other Muslims pointing to other inconsistencies in the holy text started applying the theory of abrogation to other parts of the book. Verses said by different authorities to have been abrogated add up to a very considerable number. According to the standard theory, a large part of the Holy Quran stands abrogated and Muslims are no longer obliged to believe in or act upon it. God save us from such evil thoughts. The evil results of this theory of abrogation go very far. Not only have some parts of the Holy Quran become abrogated according to some authorities, the trust and reliance which early Muslims placed in every part of the Holy Quran is now gone. Thoughtful Muslims are perturbed by the situation. Some parts stand abrogated, some not. But there is no certainty as to which is which. God and the Holy Prophet have not told them about it. How then can they rely on such a book? Apparently, Muslims can treat their holy book as they like. Parts they do not favor, they can dismiss as abrogated. Parts they favor, they can accept as not abrogated. A misconception about revealed books, especially the Holy Quran, is that no revealed book is completely free from the evil influence of Satan. It is said that Satan mixes up his own speech with the speech of God as it descends to a human recipient. The authority of the Holy Quran is cited in support of this fantastic belief. Chapter 22, verse 53 is the supposed authority. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّا أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَّتِهِ. It is usually translated as follows. And we have not sent before thee any messenger or prophet, but when he had any messages, Satan mixed up with them his own messages. The crucial word in the verse is umniya. In the context of the verse, the translation of this word is plan rather than message. The Arabic language permits both meanings, but Muslim commentators somehow preferred the wrong meaning. Umniya, translated as plan, would make the verse perfectly intelligible. The verse would then mean that whenever prophets have sought to carry out their plans, Satan has put obstacles in the way. Muslim commentators have not been content with this fairy tale alone. They have gone further. They have cited examples of verses revealed to the Holy Prophet with which Satan mixed up certain words invented by himself. It is said that the Holy Prophet was reciting verses of Surah An-Najm when he reached the words أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. Now tell me about Lat and Uzza and Manat, the third one, another goddess. Surah An-Najm, chapter 53, verses 20 to 21. Satan mixed up with the revealed words the words "these goddesses with artistic long necks can serve as intercessors." These words, which it is said came from Satan, were also recited by the Holy Prophet as part of the revealed passage. Among the audience were some non-believers. When they heard this unexpected praise of their goddesses, they prostrated themselves. The Holy Prophet was surprised. Later he realized that the words in praise of the pagan goddesses had been introduced by Satan. The Holy Prophet was embarrassed at the realization. The whole incident is a fabrication, but how easily Muslim commentators have accepted it. Some commentators have produced another account. Finding the common version of it utterly nonsensical, they suggest that the words attributed to Satan were not introduced by Satan into the prophet's recitation, but were added by Satan in his own voice, modulated like the prophet's. The audience thought that the words came from the prophet's lips. This second account is as silly as the first. With either, the Holy Quran as a revealed book remains no longer the indubitable and absolutely reliable revelation which Muslims believe it to be. If Satan is capable of introducing his own speech into any revealed speech, no prophetic revelation can be treated as a pure divine communication. However, Muslim commentators point to a solution of this difficulty. It is in the verse which follows and which says, فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. But Allah removes the contamination due to Satan and re-establishes his own communications, and Allah is knowing, wise. This is no solution of the difficulty. Once it is admitted that Satan is capable of interpolating his own words into the divine communications, we cannot say whether a given text is free from such interpolation or not. Supposing it is said that the verse which promises the expurgation of the satanic admixture is itself a satanic interpolation, we then have no guarantee that the Holy Quran is a pure revelation of God.